This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, the very first one technically called the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. We were just talking about the rebranding with organizer Joe LaChance, one of the organizers who's still here with us, with you tonight or today or whenever it is that you're listening to this. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Joe LaChance here, who is also
Hello.
A former state representative. By the way, you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available at Simbi.com. And hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So go get your account for free at Simbi.com. S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services at Simbi.com. So we're back here with Joe LaChance, former state representative. It was a close call at your election last year. You ran for re-election in 2016. At least I recall, it was pretty close, right, Joe?
It was very close. You know, I live in Ward 1 in Manchester, which is a college ward. We have Southern New Hampshire University. And if you look at, you take a look at past vote tallies, the Republican, Independent, or Libertarian doesn't do well, and the Democrats usually take the entire ward, which is what happened this time.
How'd you win it in the first place?
A lot of hard work.
Because you ran as a Republican originally.
And the students weren't bussed in.
Ah.
722 students were bussed in from SHNU under hashtag SHNU votes.
Gotcha.
On a van. They kept
doing
it all day.
You know, there's the initiatives to, you know, try to get young people to go vote for the first time. And because 2016 was a presidential election, there's going to be higher voter turnout in a presidential election.
So you have
anyway.
Better odds in the off year, because in New Hampshire, it's every 2 years that state reps and governor and the whole state government gets elected. So maybe you're going to have a better chance in 2018.
I lost by a little under 300 votes.
That's close.
My ward, it's close. And so I'll be working hard again.
What are there, like several thousand voters in the ward generally?
Yeah. And it's a pretty active ward. It's pretty split, a third, a third, and a third.
You know, it's interesting. So that means you're running again in 2018.
Yes.
Then. Okay, great. And are you going to run as a Libertarian this time out? Because that makes things a little more challenging.
It does make things a little more challenging. I'm not going to lie. It's something I need to really consider.
Yep.
Because
now, one thing that's not going to be as challenging in
is ballot access,
absolutely.
The ballot access. Just pay that $2 filing fee, the same as the Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
No need to go collect 150 valid petitions, which
it's
means
hard,
that you really
to
need
it.
To get closer to 300. And then go to the town clerk or the ward clerk and say, hey, I need you to verify these. And then, you know, for whatever reason, they'll just, you know, reject.
That's how I did it my first time.
And
I ran it as undeclared.
And this will be the first time the Libertarians, this 2018, so next year, the first year in two decades since the Libertarians in New Hampshire have had this level of ballot access. Because before this 2018 election, it's always been you got to jump through all these hoops, collect all these signatures, and it's been such a pain. So in 2016, thanks to the terrible choices of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I'd say it played a big role. Because people were so sick.
Presidential election does not determine ballot access in New Hampshire.
No. What I was saying was, because people were so sick of the Republicans and Democrats, it was a real palpable thing. Like, even the mainstream media was talking about it.
You don't feel like you're wasting you're not voting. So you go and vote the Independent or you vote the Libertarian. And you got something for your vote, at least.
That's true.
And you
can
feel good.
You don't feel dirty. You don't feel dirty if you're voting for the Libertarian. And so what happened was Max Abramson was the candidate that year. Not the best Libertarian candidate out there. He was the candidate for governor here in New Hampshire. He got more than 4% of the vote, which got the Libertarian Party the ballot access that we were talking about. Now it's on the same level. What I was saying was the reason why Max, who was a weak candidate at best, was able to perform so well, more so than previous years, I believe had to do with people's frustration with the Republicans and Democrats.
I agree.
I think Libertarians everywhere got a small boost, not because Gary Johnson was any good. He was also a terrible candidate, the presidential candidate, but he wasn't Hillary and he wasn't Donald Trump. That's why he got votes. That's
right.
Why
and,
Jill Stein got more votes,
and
too.
The Republican and Democratic candidates for governor in New Hampshire weren't really that good either, which is also something that, you know, encouraged that vote for not Republican, not Democrat.
So, Libertarians are going to have an unprecedented opportunity coming up in 2018, and hopefully they'll be able to field as many candidates as possible. We're still relatively a small party. What, 100-something party members?
Dues-paying.
Right, yeah, so, I mean, that's still pretty small, but I don't know how many dues-paying Republicans and Democrats there are.
Nor do I, and those two parties don't release those numbers.
Oh, really? That's interesting. So I suspect it's not more than several hundred. That would be my guess.
You know, I would be surprised if it was that high. Mark Edge is a delegate to the Republican State Convention.
Right.
He doesn't pay dues to the Republican Party. He's just one of their delegates.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. How would you find that out? Would you have to, like, get elected to the Republican Party and then try to get that information from the apparatus there? You're a former Republican. You don't even know.
You know,
you could probably ask the secretary really, really nicely, and they're probably still not going to tell you.
Yeah. So I hope it works out for you next year, Joe.
Yeah, we're going to work hard.
And
we've got a lot of work to do on the cannabis front.
We'll definitely talk to you. Yeah, right. Whether you get elected or not, you're not going to give up this issue.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not giving up this
issue.
I'm
the poster boy.
You're still going to be in the state house. You're still going to be talking to the whoever gets elected on these things. And, you know, what a surprise that the Republican governor... The new Republican governor has been the one that's been good on this issue, because we had Democratic governors for 10 years prior to this new guy. Chris Sununu is his name. And now we finally get a small smidgen of decriminalization of cannabis. Penalty reduction might be a better way to talk about it.
I think it's important to call it for what it is, too. Frank Edelblut, who was a wonderful candidate for governor, made us a promise that he would make sure decrim passes. And also, Governor Sununu did make that promise.
He did.
And he followed through with that promise. And the bill really wasn't watered down as bad as it could have been.
It could have been worse.
Could have been worse. So
it's going to be a good start. It'll be interesting to see how the police handle it. I mean, you know, what do you think? As a former cop, spent, what, 9 or 10 years down in Bedford? 10 years down in Bedford. You know the mentality of your coworkers down there. Now that decrim, or quote, decrim, is going to be in place coming up here in about 2.5-3 weeks, September 16th is the deadline on this, do you think they're going to be putting a little less effort into, you know, actually writing tickets for cannabis, or is it still going to be full bore ahead? Anybody who looks like a hippie, we're going to try to search them or whatever?
No, I think this is the opening for the police. You know, I speak for law enforcement against prohibition, which is now the law enforcement action partnership. And
let's talk about that coming up, too.
And, this is one of the things that now that the law is the law and a police officer doesn't have to enforce something that is just completely stupid, it's going to be much like the Boston cops are now, much like the Mass cops are. If I see a joint, I see a joint. So what? What am I going to pull a scale out of my pocket and measure 3/4 of an ounce to say, do I give you a ticket or do I arrest you? No.
I doubt that any towns are going to approve scale purchases for their police department.
Correct.
And there was also some testimony, I believe 2 years ago, of... if something is a violation, then they don't send the substance to the lab for full testing.
Really?
So there's a possibility that, you know, somebody could challenge of, well, how do you know this was actually cannabis? And because they never did a test, it might get thrown out. But I didn't hear that objection this year. But I did hear that 2 years ago.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Are there going to be a market decline? Because they can still write tickets. They can still confiscate the cannabis. Are they going to do what you're saying and just forget about it, focus on other matters, because there are actual crimes being committed by people who really are hurting people out there?
Listen, I live in the largest city, and unfortunately, it's become Manchganistan. Meaning it's a war zone in Manchester, and the police have better things to be doing. And
let's hope this is the beginning of more sanity.
Absolutely.
In these police departments. Do you want to stick for one more?
One
more. To you. All right, more with Joe LaChance. He's with us here, perhaps Libertarian candidate for State House in 2018. He's got some thinking to do on that. We got more coming up from Rogers Campground. Beautiful day. It's a little chilly. make sure you bring your hoodie or some kind of jacket, long pants here, if you're going to come up here and join us. And it looks good. It looks like something you'd get at a cannabis festival.
Yeah, actually bought it from the campground.
All right, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We are once again at the beautiful Rogers Campground as the sun is beginning to peek out. It's getting close to high noon here as the first band sounds like they're getting ready to kick off on the stage. As the sun coming out, going to hopefully warm up a little bit today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, I think, here at Rogers Campground. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio with Joe LaChance with us. Thanks for sticking with us.
You got it.
Having the extended
thanks for being here.
Conversation. It's our pleasure. It's always it was a blast last year, and of course, you know, we had to be back. We had to. So come on out and join us. This whole weekend's going to be wall-to-wall music from day to night, every day through Sunday. Last year, this thing went through the evening on Sunday, and I believe it's scheduled to do the same this year. How late is it going Sunday?
You know, it should wrap up 6 o'clock.
So, yeah, so all day. It's going to be
an all day. I think it usually we start. We're not going to break down the stage till Monday. So
awesome. So come on out and join us. Go to nhcanifest.com to learn more about this event. Get a list of all the bands that are going to be playing.
Now, we know that they were taking Bitcoin for ticket purchases online.
That's correct.
And they had been doing a pretty good discount. And now that we have one of the organizers, we could ask the question that we hypothesized about earlier. If someone shows up and wants to do a day pass at the gate and pay with Bitcoin, will you accept a Bitcoin payment at the gate?
We have the ability now through our processing to accept Bitcoin. So if somebody shows up to the gate with Bitcoin and they want a day pass, we'll make it happen.
And will it's they just, still get the discount that had been offered online? At
there was a
least
Bitcoin
through,
discount.
Right, the yep. Bitcoin discount we know 20%. Had been offered
absolutely.
At least through a few days ago.
You come up to that gate. You say, I heard Joe on the radio, Bitcoin, and you're in.
Awesome. Love it. And that's a big, exciting announcement for the Cannabis Festival. It's the first year that it has taken Bitcoin, and we got it started a little bit late. It was only about like 3 weeks ago when we officially got that up on the website. So next year, it'll be Bitcoin the whole time, and hopefully we'll get some more Bitcoin sales going. So Joe LaChance, not only a Bitcoin fan, not only a former state representative, former cop, but you're also involved in what was called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And we've reported on LEAP for a long time here on Free Talk Live. Been big fans of that organization. They managed to find different words to fit into LEAP. Law Enforcement Action Partnership is a rebranding that happened, what, within the last year?
Yeah, it really went, we knew it was coming, really went mainstream about 4 months ago. I spoke in Manchester at the Rotary Club and used all our new letterhead logos. The story doesn't change. You know, we do rebrand because I think some people take a look and think we just talk about prohibition. I mean, there's some other things that we want to be involved with the law enforcement community as well.
Well, because there are problems beyond prohibition. I was looking at the LEAP website. Is it still leap.cc? I think that still
yes.
gets you there.
Yes.
I was looking at the site because I was curious. You know, when I saw this rebranding, I thought, all right, well, what are these other issues that they're talking about? And one of them was militarization of the police.
Correct. You know, and that's important, coming from the city. I was a sponsor of a bill about 2 years ago, a co-sponsor, excuse me, for limiting the amount of federal, let's call them tanks, because that's
yep.
what they are, okay? But I don't literally mean a tank, but you know what I'm saying.
That's what that's what the mayor called it in Keene.
Right, we're talking about these various ballistic vehicles. There's yeah. the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
In Keene.
There's another one.
The MRAPs, you're talking about the
yeah, the
yes.
MRAPs.
Mine-resistant armored personnel
right.
carrier.
Yeah.
So in Keene, there's this kind of classic clip from back when Keene was going to get the Bearcat.
We're going to get Harold Dane.
Yeah, the mayor, I think.
At the time, he was a city councilor.
He leans over at a committee hearing and whispers this, thinking he was off mic, and he whispers this, but the mic very clearly picks, we're going to get our own tank.
See, that's a scary part. You know,
yeah.
listen, and now, be brutally honest, as a police officer, it's a very dangerous job. There are times that you need to have protection, but I think protection, you know what? Go get an armored truck, a van, like a Brinks truck or something.
Yeah.
We don't need to bring military-looking, styled vehicles.
Because there's an
and
attitude.
It's not just an attitude.
Well, it's not just the vehicles. There's also been the 1033 program that got a lot of coverage about a year and a half
ago,
I think.
Hand-me-down?
That's the one where the Pentagon says, oh, we've got extra stuff. here you go. And they were giving out grenade launchers to municipal governments. They were giving out all of these things that have no place, not only, you know, on the streets of America, but in the hands of police. These are things that belong on a battlefield, not in Keene, New Hampshire, not in Concord, New Hampshire, not in Kansas City, Missouri, not even in Chicago, which is the place that Donald Trump wants to send the military because of a gun problem.
Well, let's talk about the attitude, though.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's a big difference. There's a huge, you know, ocean of a difference between the peace officer whose goal and whose job it is to keep the peace, to separate anybody who's, you know, having
the Andy Griffith fight
or whatever, keep the peace, versus this sort of automaton law enforcement officer that's been come down from the military, and they've had a lot of experience in following orders and doing everything they're told to do. Combining that with the idea of us versus them, where some in law enforcement believe they're better or separate from the rest of us, the thin blue line that separates them from us. You know, what is the attitude, and how has it shifted over the years for local cops as far as the militarization of police?
You know, I look at the police now and I think, boy, I could be my son or daughter. They're getting younger and younger. I think you have a lot of police officers now that aren't coming out of the military, and they're going right into law enforcement. And frankly, that might be a good thing, because you hit the nail on the head. You can't blame a guy. I'm an infantry guy. I was in the 25th Infantry. What was I taught to do? I was taught to kill people. I was taught to keep myself alive and kill others.
You do what you're told.
You do what you're told, and it is what it is. Well, I was a perfect candidate to be a cop when I got out, and I had great skills as far as, you know, if we're searching or SWAT, that type of stuff, because that's what I did for 4 years prior to that. So I get that, but it's scary. It's the heavy-handed technique. It's that black military vehicle coming in that looks like a tank that has white writing on the side, police SWAT, and you get four or five people coming out of the SWAT vehicle in full armor, maybe an M4, maybe that grenade launcher you're talking about. It's just a heavy-handed approach.
And scared of everything that moves. I feared for my life, bang, 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 and now a 7-year-old girl's dead on a couch. Flashbang goes in a crib, and then, you know, it goes to court. Well, they, you know, were acting in good faith, so you have no standing.
Yeah, it's sad. So that's one of the issues, is law enforcement action partnership, not just looking at prohibition anymore, and they're still good on prohibition, but now looking at militarization of the police. Off the top of your head, that was the one that popped into my mind. Off the top of your head, can you think of some of the other ones? Because I know they had a list of some issues.
You know, I speak mainly on cannabis, but they, you know, we talk a lot about, for instance, take a look in Switzerland and the heroin and what they've done with their problem by having needle exchanges, by having a legal market.
By having compassion.
By having compassion. Imagine that. Imagine, you know.
What's that? Jail cells don't solve heroin problems?
Huh. You know, so when I talk, listen, I am not a fan of heroin, but who am I to judge that? And people have problems, and people get addicted, and they need help.
If people have a medical problem, they should get medical treatment.
Hold that thought. It's Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, the first one ever technically, although it's sort of the spiritual successor to the Hemp Fest that we were at last year. You should go to nhcannafest.com. It's Friday. The bands are going to be taking the stage here shortly. We've been involved in a detailed conversation with Joe LaChance, former state representative, former cop, now member of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, and we're going to talk to him a little bit more. It's Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio outdoors this year. Yes. At the CannaFest. Go to nhcannafest.com and come up and join us. If you're anywhere in New England, it's worth the drive up to the beautiful Rogers Campground where you can camp out. You can be in a motel if you prefer. It's an awesome place with what looks like going to be some great food. I'm already looking forward to lunch here on the campground.
Yeah, I normally don't eat lunch, but you know, when I'm at festivals, my entire cycle gets thrown off. So, yeah, I'm definitely getting lunch.
Not to mention that your booth overlooks Vendor's Hill, and you've got like 25 choices staring at you in the face.
Oh, yeah. And I'm hoping that little Zoe's is going to be taking Bitcoin here because they're into Bitcoin. Anyway, so let's talk about nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil coupled with dependence on processed foods has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending spending $150 per month. If this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL, and you'll get 10% off your order.
And they take Bitcoin,
which is awesome. So, again, simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Joe LaChance here with us from Law Enforcement Action Partnership. And we were just kind of going over some of the issues now that that LEAP has expanded to, because it used to be law enforcement against prohibition. They're still firmly against prohibition, but now they're speaking out on other things like police militarization. And I did pull up the website, leap.cc, L-E-A-P.cc. It's almost all former, you know, retired cops who have come out and they're speaking sanity about so many different issues. And one of them is mandatory minimums. How do you feel about that one, Joe?
You know, I think the judges need to have some discretion in certain cases. I had co-sponsored a bill a couple years ago for mandatory minimums in... To repeal them in New Hampshire. And we had a wall, and that wall was law enforcement and the lawyer lobby.
And there were several amendments to what was originally introduced to where different groups said, well, all right, I'm okay with removing the mandatory minimums on this and this, but we really need it on this thing. And so by the time all of these amendments went through, it was basically gutted to not remove anything.
Yeah, it was awful. It was just one of those, when you watch a sausage, how it's made, it's very interesting and is very frustrating at the same time, because, you know, you start the language of a bill, you think you're going to do the right thing, you lose control of that bill.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
And, you know, and it's something as legislators need to think about. You know, you write a bill, that bill can get hijacked. And if it gets hijacked, your name's on it. And
right,
you lose control out of it, so off it. So, you know, we do file thousands of bills every I think probably 2,100.
Was it 800 last year? About 800 filed last year. There's probably going to be another 700 or 800, possibly 1,000, because they don't have to worry about the budget this year.
That's Senate and House.
Right, combined. But they don't have to worry about the first year. They've got to worry about the budget. The second year, we don't have all of these budget arguments.
It's
We've got time to
policy.
Argue about a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So.
Yeah. And hopefully one of those, you know, other stuffs that they argue about is getting rid of at least some of the mandatory minimums. The one that, Ian, I think you're probably most familiar with, not personally, but you have experience through others, is what they call the habitual offender for driving.
Oh, God, it's so
brutal. To where if somebody has, and it's, you know, one of these sort of charts of if you have, you know, X number of things from column A or X from column B or this many from A and this many from B, then you go to jail for at least a year, mandatory minimum. Judge is not allowed to suspend any of it.
Yeah, it's basically if you just get popped for driving like three times or something like that, you're going to go to jail. And if you do it enough, you're going to prison. No joke.
Right.
No joke. There's a guy who we know, one of our callers, actually.
Yes.
It's actually a bad slave. He went to prison. That's the guy who calls in. He spent 2 years in state prison
for habitual
driving.
You know, and we wonder. We sit back and wonder, as I'm in that legislature last term, and we're arguing about mandatory minimums, but yet we're trying to fund our prisons that are overcrowded, that have deplorable conditions, working conditions, and conditions of the facilities, but yet we're ready to continue throwing people in jail, and that jail is already full to capacity.
Right.
It's
just insane.
You know, if you look at least at the federal level, I know the data is available, the number of inmates in federal prisons increased, you know, precipitously once the federal mandatory minimums wound up being implemented under supposed small government Republican Ronald Reagan. And I've not looked at the data for state level, and I'm sure it's out there somewhere. And I'm sure you'll see the same thing of once mandatory minimums wound up being implemented, it just skyrockets, because now somebody that a judge would have said, yeah, you know, you really don't belong in jail, but this says jail time, so 6 months, the rest of it suspended. Now, nope, my hands are tied. Yeah. You've got 5 years minimum.
So it's zero tolerance.
I mean, it increases. And it's not an addition factor. It's a multiplication because you've got to add, these 1,000 people that got sentenced in addition to this, and, well, because all of these sentences are overlapping everybody else, it becomes a multiplier.
It's terrifying. I mean, there's so many people who have been harmed by this, and it really comes from the idea, the mentality that, well, we just need to punish people harder. If we just punish people harder, then they'll turn into good people. And there's so much evidence against the punitive, system out there. It's not, we see the recidivism rates. It's not working. The system that we have, doubling down, doubling penalties, tripling penalties, going harsher, doesn't solve the problem. In the world of drug prohibition, for instance, the countries where they make it the death penalty, the worst possible penalty.
They still have problems.
They still have problems. And one of the problems is, guess who gets involved in drug dealing if the penalty is death? The baddest ass mofos out there who are willing to risk death for the profits involved in selling drugs, whereas normally it might just be some hippies, walking around selling cookies here at the festival.
That may or may not be happening.
If it becomes, a death penalty, you don't find those people in the business anymore.
Right.
You find the worst of the worst.
Right.
So punishment doesn't work. It has the opposite of its intended, intentions. I'm not saying that somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer shouldn't be taken out of population. There are certain people who
Jeffrey
should not
Jeffrey Dahmer
be.
Wasn't busted for selling meth or crack or heroin. Jeffrey Dahmer was killing people and eating them.
But I am saying that most people, aren't Jeffrey Dahmer, and they do have a chance of being, fixed, if you will. If they're in the right, if they're given the right incentives, and the current system doesn't have
no, and you just morphed into another topic that we're really big on with the Law Enforcement Action Partnership is the war on drugs.
Oh yeah,
and the failed war on drugs, and
the whole war on drugs, not just cannabis.
It's the war on all drugs, and it's taking its toll on the American people, and the American taxpayer, and the American families. And
there's the popular cartoon drawing that I've seen floating around on Facebook a good bit recently, where it says drugs will ruin your life, and it shows some guy like smoking a joint. Cop comes up and arrests him and throws him in jail, and he loses his job, he loses his house, he loses his girlfriend, and everything, and then out of jail,
joint.
Homeless, and then he's like, told you drugs would ruin your life. No, the drug war ruins people's lives because
Joe LaChance, thanks for coming on with us, man. I appreciate it.
See you guys later.
Yep, more coming up here from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event
event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, wrapping out day number one of our recorded episodes of Free Talk Live. And we've been having a great time here so far. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the bands a little bit later on tonight. There's going to be bands all weekend long. It's basically a wall-to-wall music festival. Every now and then somebody gets up and does a little speechifying as the bands are changing out, right?
Right.
You know, bands always have to change their gear out, and that takes a little bit of time. They were pretty quick, though, between the bands last year, if I recollect.
Yeah, like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, no big deal. Plenty of time for somebody to get up there.
I think a couple of the bands might have taken, like, 15.
You and I may have the opportunity to get up there this year. I know Rick had mentioned that, but we never really got scheduled in. But we do know Jaletta Jarvis, who is the New Hampshire presumable gubernatorial candidate.
She is a candidate for governor and has announced that she's running as a libertarian.
Yep.
Now, because the state government requires us to have a primary now that we're a ballot-qualified party,
yep.
There could be a primary opponent. But if we nominated in convention, seeing as how nobody else is announced, she would presumably be the nominee. But she's a libertarian candidate for governor.
Right. And so she'll be here on Sunday speaking to the crowd at that time. And, of course, we're expecting things are going to pick up here tonight. It's Friday as we're recording this show. A lot of people obviously get off work at the end of the day Friday, and they're going to come up. It's going to be a great time. You can still join us here plenty of time. If you're in the New England area, go to nhcanifest.com. As we were just told, even if you want to pay with Bitcoin at the gate, that will be a possibility. They sound like they are willing to do what it takes to make that happen. And I'll talk to Rick about that and make sure they've got what they need to make that a possibility. So we'll continue to discuss various different cannabis-related issues throughout the weekend. And, you know, maybe there's some stuff in the news as well that we'll cover. Of course, we can't take your calls because we're not live recording here. But if you're here at the campground, you want to sit down and, you know, maybe we'll do a segment with you. That's certainly a possibility. If you've got some interesting things to say, you're welcome to join us here. And so we were just talking about the Law Enforcement Action Partnership with Joe LaChance,
yep.
Leap.cc. It's a great group, and you can get involved even if you're not a law enforcement officer, I believe,
correct,
to some level. But obviously, you know, people like Joe are the ones that they have speaking. They go to different groups like, you know, the Elks Club or churches or wherever it is that they can get a speaking gig, and they talk about ending prohibition and, you know, now these new issues of police militarization and mandatory minimum sentences, you know, reform. So these are all really important issues, and it's super important to have cops, former cops in this case, most of them, there may be a few active duty, but most, it's probably 95%. Former. But regardless, having somebody who can go in with that sort of pedigree and sit down in front of a state representative.
Right, because the state representatives and the state senators, they will accept the testimony of a police officer at a higher level than they'll accept testimony from just a regular guy,
right,
or even a lobbyist.
And they shouldn't do that. But that they do.
Right.
The bureaucrats get this sort of preference there, and it's not just the police, but also any old bureaucrat. They always get, if we're at one of these hearings at the state house, it's the state reps who go first,
yes,
and then the bureaucrats. It's almost always in all these committees, they let the bureaucrats go first, and the bureaucrats are getting paid to be there as well. And
yes,
you talk about legislation that needs to happen. There needs to be some kind of prohibition on bureaucrats getting paid to come testify,
yep,
at the state house.
And it's something that in various forms has been attempted over the last few years. There was a bill this past legislative session that would have only prevented lobbyists from getting paid with municipal funding.
Mm, okay.
And I was the only lobbyist to testify in favor of the bill. All of the other lobbyists testified against the bill. And then there was one of the state reps that asked me, wait a second, so if you don't get government funding, how do you fund your operation? He was serious. He wasn't asking,
wow,
like a retort. He could not fathom, because it was the municipal and county government committee that the only lobbyists they ever hear from are the municipal association,
yep,
the association of town clerks, all of these lobbyist firms or lobbyist
groups. They're taking your taxpayer dollars to hire lobbyists
that are
to go and lobby for big government.
Right. They're paid for by these municipalities. And so, you know, like, he honestly could not fathom how a lobbyist would be interested in a bill before his committee that wasn't a government-paid lobbyist.
Yep. And that one, I guess, didn't make it, that bill.
Right. You're correct. Yeah. It did not. It died a horrible, horrible death.
But these are things that need to be tried again and again. I
yeah.
mean, this is the political process. It's slow. It's brutal. It's like Joe LaChance described it, the making a sausage. It's an ugly,
yep,
process. But it's something that we're committed to here. I mean, there are enough libertarians who are migrating here to New Hampshire, who are getting active, and more of them need to get active within the political system as well. So we need more movers. We need thousands more people to come here. We only,
yes,
have a couple thousand that have migrated here, and that's a good start. It really is. And we've had some tremendous victories already. But there's a lot more that needs to be done. So I think the bureaucrats need to be kept out. If they're getting paid. Now, I like what Rick Van Wickler from Law Enforcement Action Partnership does. He's one of their speakers. He's the jail warden, actually, in Cheshire County.
Yes.
He runs what we like to call the Keene Spiritual Retreat, which is the jail in town. But he's against prohibition. He's been with LEAP since back when they were law enforcement against prohibition. And whenever he comes out, he always makes a point to let the panel or the committee that he's speaking in front of know, or almost always makes this point, that he's there on his own time. He's not being paid by the bureaucracy that he works for to,
right,
come and,
testify. I think part of that also, it's not just a thing of, hey, I want to make sure that you know I'm, you know, doing this on my own time, because he wants them to know that. It's also sort of a CYA sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
to where nobody can then say, this is the official position of the Cheshire County House of Corrections, because they know speaking as a private individual who happens to have this job, not as, I'm representing the Chiefs of Police Association, and see, notice I'm wearing my uniform here. This is the official position of the Chiefs of Police Association, because I'm wearing my uniform and I'm saying this. So it's a CYA to where there can't be some kind of lawsuit of some sort.
Even so, that's what if there's a bureaucrat in the state house, that's what I want to see. I want to see that bureaucrat being there on their own time. I want them to have to take a day off to go out to the state house rather than it being part of their job, because there's some of these bureaucrats that's what they do,
and
it's
we've
their
even
job.
Seen the city clerk and the assistant city clerk from Keene go to the state house to testify on certain things.
Yep, that's right, and they're getting paid by you, the taxpayer, in order to do that. So there's a lot that needs to change. This is a project, the idea of this Liberty project of people moving to New Hampshire, getting active and working to change the system. You can also work outside the system. There are certainly ways to do that. I mean, a lot of people have different approaches, whether it's making media or, trying to do agorism. And there's all kinds of different things that people are interested in. Whatever you think you can lend, whatever talents and skills that you have that you can bring to this movement, they are welcome here.
Yes.
We definitely need to get people in New Hampshire.
Peaceful talents and skills.
Peaceful. Yeah, this isn't a violent revolution. If that's what you want, you need to go somewhere else. But yeah, if you're a peaceful person, then you really got to get here. If you love liberty, if you're a voluntarist, if you are a libertarian, whether you're active now or not. Actually, a lot of people who move here have never done libertarian activism, which is interesting. They just want to be in a place where they could, or where they are around enough people to where they can have a community of friends and neighbors who actually understand liberty. Because the natives get it, too. Like, the natives here in New Hampshire, a lot of them are very familiar with the ideas of freedom. And so this really is the best place to get a movement like this started. And we really are, in the scheme of things, just getting things started here.
Right.
It's been a decade since the Free State Project, or a little more than a decade, maybe
about 14 years,
since they started their thing. It was 2003 when they picked the state. It was October, I think, of 2003. Some people had moved prior to the picking, but it was after New Hampshire was chosen as the destination that a bunch of people started coming here. And, of course, then it's expanded from there. So there's the Shire Society, which is sort of a friendly competing organization that isn't really an organization. It's just a declaration of people who've signed this declaration saying that they want to be more free, and then they move together with people who are like that. You can go to ShireSociety.com to learn more about that. Another great website to check out, Freedom's Phoenix. If you're interested in libertarian news and opinion, FreedomsPhoenix.com has that, and they've got it every single day. You can sign up for their daily digest or just drop into their website and check out what the latest info is over at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. So, New Hampshire, great place to be. This is a perfect excuse to come up and check it out. You get to see some amazing bands that are going to be on the stage all weekend long here at New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. And we'll look forward to seeing you. We'll be here also broadcasting on Saturday and Sunday. So look forward to more New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival coverage here on Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.